Guns are marketed to women as protection from violence. Guns in America's Lisa Hagen looks at what happens when women do fire a gun to protect themselves.
A gentle desert breeze blows through Carrie Lightfoot's hair in a series of videos she hosted for NRA Women.
It takes time to grow into your new life with a gun, but be patient with yourself.
She's a firearms instructor and the founder of The Well-Armed Woman. It's a nationwide empire of advice, training, retail, and gun rights activism focused on women. In this episode, Lightfoot's giving tips on getting started with carrying concealed guns.
And finally, know the laws. The laws are changing all the time, whether you're traveling across state lines or new legislation is passing.
It's good advice, especially for women. The right to bear arms is something many Americans believe applies to every law-abiding citizen.
But in practice, in the way that our criminal justice system works, in the way that our law enforcement system works, Second Amendment rights are actually really only protected for the select few.
Carolyn Light is a cultural historian at Harvard University. She studies America's longtime fascination with armed self-defense.
In order to sell commodities in the United States, it's long been a tradition to appeal to people's fear. I mean, that's how deodorant got going and mouthwash.
Same goes for guns. But what happens when women do use guns in self-defense might not be something you see in an ad.
The evidence shows me time and time again that women who try to protect themselves from their largest statistical threat, their own estranged or current intimate partners, end up going to prison.
There's no national data about how many women are criminalized for defending themselves against abusers. Light is working on collecting it now. But one of the most well-known of these cases is from Florida.
So I had no idea I would even be arrested.
In 2012, Marissa Alexander was sentenced to 20 years in prison. 9 days after giving birth, she'd fired a warning shot at her jealous, violent husband. Stories like hers are a big reason experts on violence against women struggle with advising women to arm themselves. Alexander was raised with guns, military dad. When she started carrying one as an adult, she was thinking about strangers attacking her.
I wanted to make sure that as I was leaving school at night, for my protection, that I would have a firearm present if needed. So I went ahead and got a concealed weapons permit.
The night her husband attacked her, she turned to her Glock. She'd never had to pull her gun before.
Anybody who knows me know that there was within good reason when I did.
Alexander believes using that gun saved her life. But that didn't stop her from being arrested and prosecuted. She won an appeal after a few years, but while she was in prison, she started hearing stories like hers from women all around her, a lot of them with long sentences.
And what I noticed is that there had been records and proof that these women's abusers had been violent, and yet that was ignored.
So does she think guns keep women safe?
They've been around, they're going to continue to be around, and yet women aren't any safer than they were many years ago.
Still, she doesn't rule it out for other women. In fact, if she had a clean record and could own a gun again, she would. Which brings us back to Carrie Lightfoot from the NRA video. She likes the way the gun industry markets to women.
How are they going to meet our needs if they don't market to us? Women are coming to gun ownership seeking a solution to a problem that they have, which is being the prey.
Lightfoot is a domestic violence survivor, too. She doesn't know much about cases like Alexander's, but violence against women is what inspired her to become a gun rights advocate. For her, that advocacy means opposing state laws that enforce taking guns away from domestic abusers.
I'm not willing to sacrifice due process, which is a foundation. It's a foundation of this country. It's a foundation of our Constitution.
She knows all the statistics about men killing their partners. But for her, that's all the more reason for women to arm themselves. For Guns in America, I'm Lisa Hagen.